NFT.
The shit change, but you know for the most part nothing ain't different. Sometimes be stuck in my ways, weekend fucked up in somebody's kitchen. Stick in my hand, I'm chilling with the troops and my few cans doing, so I walk like Winston. Trust me, I wake up hanging, you hang that I'm leaving this bed, you're kidding. I'm sitting on back in the pad, get deep fried and I smoke some packs of the grass. Put the feet up, kick back and relaxing your best, no I'm sticking on Riley's gal.
Alright, so Jamie, see for my headphones, have you turned mine down yet?
Are yours good, Dinah?
No, do you want them turned
down? Aye, so listen, right, I'm going to, when I stop singing is when you stop, right?
Yeah. Fucking hell.
Ideal, mate. I can't really go up a wee bit. Thank you.
Perfect, mate. You're all showing off the cords in the pod, mate.
Sole for me, Satito.
What's the best thing that you could sing, like, pure good to know?
Mate, any Sinatra. I sound like Frank Sinatra when I sing.
Right.
I'm as good as Sinatra singing.
What's your best Sinatra?
Fly me to the moon.
He's a bit of it.
No!
Mate, shut your eyes, kid, on you're in the gutter, Craig.
Pod is what, 2 minutes in? No, even 2 minutes in, mate, and you've got me
fly
singing.
Fly me to the moon and let me say.
Mate, are you picturing my man?
Fly me to... Well, where are you, mate? Sinatra's waiting on his boy, pipe him up, mate.
No, mate, I go for a bit, mate. I'll date Otis, I know. I've got an old black man.
Do you know any Biff Chip and Kipper?
Again, you've teased me with
the magic key, bro. This dude is a book. It's a children's
me with that.
Can we pull Biff Chip and Kipper up?
Mate,
have we looked
this
at it? I want to see them again, bro.
Wait, what? I've never even
the magic key, bro. Mate, the magic
well,
key.
Well, no, if you're bringing up Biff Chip and Kipper, see directly after Biff Chip and Kipper. Jamie, can I please have James and the Giant Peach images up, please? Do you remember James and the Giant Peach, bro?
You think you're all that because you got a big peach on you, mate?
James,
there was nothing impressive about James. Did they not find that peach?
I found it.
They fucking...
What did they do?
Biff Chip and Kipper, the magic key. No, can I specifically... Aye, there we go. Mate, buy me that. This one with the dog and that. Aye. Mate, these fucking guys knew what an adventure
was.
What did
they do for you? Mate, that's Jacqueline Wilson, innit? That's the Jacqueline Wilson. That's Bud.
I think so.
That's a Bud wee guy book.
Not, mate, it was mandatory, it was in primary, mate.
Oh, was it?
I didn't get a pick.
I didn't go
in primary one, this is game, that's what I fucking, give me something else.
Did you know, bro?
Imagine no doing that. I don't like this, miss. Aye, there we go.
The magic key. Right, so these bastards go and find that. And
mate, there's
happens?
Just a key. It's like Lord of the Rings was based off this.
Was it?
They just changed it to a ring, bro.
Aye.
The magic ring.
They've got Yoda, the Doug's Yoda in that.
Mate, aye, it's the exact same thing. There's a full fam there. Mom and dad, mate.
I meant Gollum, no Yoda.
That's like AI generated. Are they still making the magic key?
Mate, get James and the Giant Peach up. Get some real fucking shit up. I don't even remember, but I just got a memory of... I just get a mad weird memory from my childhood. James and the Giant Peach was the shit, bro.
Bro, what's impressive about just finding a giant peach?
Mate, he hangs about all the crickets and that. Look, it's not just a peach, mate. He finds a giant peach, maybe, and he maybe feeds it to all his insect chums, mate. But
bro, there's fucking insects crawling out. This peach is no good.
Maybe he's brought them to the peach like my friends feast.
Maybe.
Because they're going to enjoy the peach a lot more than James.
He's a given guy.
He's a good guy.
He's a carer.
Mate, but do you know what's just happened? I just get a mad... I remember a theme song for a programme for when I was a wee guy. And it was the reason I remember it is because every cunt used to sing it to me and that, because I used to love it because it was about Jamie. It was about Jamie and his magic torch. Have you ever? Do you remember Jamie and his magic torch?
Is this his cousin?
No, I mean, it might be. I thought of this and it reminded me. I was about to start singing James and his giant peach because the theme tune to that other thing is like Jamie and his magic torch.
Is it? I feel like the James and the giant peach song.
Go, it's a bit better.
That suited that better there.
Jinx, so.
Can you say that again?
Jamie and his magic torch. That's what it's like. A British children's television series made by Cosgrove Hall. For Thames Television on ITV, mate. See, I was just... Mate, Count Duckula, Danger Mouse, I loved all that. So, I've, like, been into all that.
He's the premise?
I don't know. He gets
it's up. Fucking there, mate.
Oh, sorry.
Mate, fuck knows.
We're gonna find them yourself. So, premise. The programme is based... I like that.
What's that?
I don't know. I just liked having that while I was talking.
Right, on you go. You read it out. Sorry, I just got a fright there.
Right, so the programme is based around a young boy of the title and his torch. When the when Sean on the floor, the torch opens up a hole into a fun fantasy dimension called Cuckoo Land.
I can't argue with that, mate. That sounds solid already.
At the beginning of each episode, Jamie's mother tucking him into bed at night and saying, "Sleep well, Jamie." Then from under his bed, his old English sheepdog's Wordsworth appears, holding a torch in his mouth. Jamie takes the torch, shines it on the floor, opening up a portal to Cuckoo Land, in which Wordsworth always gets stuck, by the way, the bastard. The portal manifests itself as a helter-skelter. Mate, I was watching this.
Is this a conspiracy theory?
Fuck a mushies, not. Is this the tune or something?
This is the tune.
Sleep well, Jamie. Listen.
This is fucked up. Oh, no, it's not!
Oh,
bro, how do you know about this? Running from 77 to 79?
Oh, mate, I used to watch this when I was wee. I may have been on video on my granny's or something.
How old are you, mate? Who's that? Who's this?
That's the Wordsworth. You get stuck. How is it? Wordsworth.
Wait, Wordsworth. Clueless, I know. How many times you been to Cuckoo Land, Wordsworth? You get stuck every fucking time, wee man.
You need to lose a bit of that fucking beef in that house.
Hey, is there an episode where they're getting put down because he's that shit? They're like, put him out, he's misery. Put that boy out, he's misery.
He's a dumb dog. You can't teach
never going to learn.
You can't teach a dumb dog any tricks.
Paid fortunes to train him.
Just can't get through this fucking hole, man.
No, it's a class one, mate. Devil Finger. Remember that, cunt?
Mate, Devil Finger was a fucking...
We'd get copyrighted for BBC, I think, for Devil Finger,
wouldn't
we?
We've done it on Patreon.
Devil Finger. Mate, those hunters, mate. Aye. Insane shit.
I think we had one when he had his finger up a hamster's arse or something, mate. I swear. Aye, a pet off.
Running about.
A vet or something. He was running about with a dog in his horn or something.
Aye, mate. He used to go brazy on CBBC. Used to go brazy. Remember fucking... Mate, know what I was watching with my sweet, sweet angel? Fucking Dick and Dom Dane. Oh. Dick and Dom Dane, Bogies and the Mitchell Library or something.
Oof.
Mate, or like Glasgow. No, it was Glasgow Uni Library.
Oh, I love Mitchell.
They're hitting the bogies, bro. It's mental. It's hilarious, but
mate, we used to get compared to them a lot.
Should we watch? Have we got it here? Why don't we watch it? Will we get fucked for that?
Glasgow
Copyright
Library.
Of the BBC. Why don't we watch it on Patreon?
Right,
keep it up.
Watch about a Dick and Dom on Patreon. Mate, we're all
what I sell for the Patreon. You want to watch two guys saying bogeys loudly?
What else we doing in the Patreon? Evan, tell the people.
What are we doing? We're
going to be talking about. Are you going there?
India.
Oh, aye, we're going to be talking about India for sure, mate, and the Indians in particular.
The country of India.
I was recently in India, fucking lovely Kahari curries and that, but there was some other fucking nonsense going down. I was meant to talk about the TikTok boxing event that we were just at, mate.
Aye, we were at the first press conference.
The presser, bro.
And there's some details we'll leave till the Patreon, obviously, but we could talk about it now. Could run a brief overview.
Let's go in there, mate.
So we obviously got asked to host it by Kaz Milligan.
Callum Milligan.
Shout out to Kaz. What a guy.
He's a great guy.
So we got asked to host it, but there was obviously a bunch of sponsors and that, so we had to sort of have a sheet in front of us about
a script in a
but
sense.
But we get it sent quite late, right? So we're like, right, fuck it, we'll just sort of wing it. We'll get through this. We're broadcasters.
We're professional broadcasters.
We do broadcast every week. Surely we can do this.
Weekly broadcast.
So obviously he was saying sort of, it's not going to be open to the public. It's just going to be the fighters and obviously press, which I was like, what press is it? Imagine it was like the Daily Record, the Guardian.
I was like, I can see like I don't know
BT Sport, the Glasgow Times. Imagine we go there and there's like BT Sport, Sky and all that. Like, what the fuck?
Speaking of it, they kind of broadcasters. What about Eddie Herb?
Eddie, you getting called Eddie Herb is the funniest thing ever.
Yeah, I'm madly engineer. He'll be watching this, mate. An engineer for a site I was working on in England will be watching this, a young Englishman, and he's fucking, he texts me saying, "What's this I see you on TikTok separating two mad fighters, Eddie Herb?"
Mate, Eddie Herb and Dana Shite, mate.
Eddie Herb and Dana Shite, mate. We need to say that one tonight.
Mate, that's our Coventry names. But so obviously we turned up, and I was expecting it to be quite a small thing. mate, we turned up. It's literally what you would imagine just a full-on boxing press conference to look like. Aye. Like, very nice chairs, nice massive room for it as well.
And like, the shape of the room was the same, you know? It was a mad auditorial room.
Aye, mate, it was exactly... And then as we walk in, Kaz is, like, fixing up the banner, the big sort of poster banner thing they had. I'm like, fucking hell, this is a... And then we've seen the cameras that were on us and that. Aye, and mate. I think that whatever... The press conference will be out now on Kaz's YouTube, I think, so you can go watch it. I'm sure it'll be out by now. Because obviously
probably watched it. It was chopped up to bits on every, like, every TikTok I was seeing.
It's going to look different, though, on the cameras. Mate, like, the cameras were...
They were dynamite with proper cinematic cameras, Jambo. I know you're probably getting a chub thinking about it. they were belters, but... Aye, sorry. Carry on, mate.
So, we get in, and then I was kind of like, fuck, we better... We need to... Turn it on here. But obviously, like, as like we were there early, like, he wanted to run through stuff with us, and it gave us a bit of time to prepare whatever we prepared. I don't know what we were just writing our name next to certain bits.
Right, E J J E. Right, and then we both did that once. Well, right, yeah, E J.
Aye, mate, and we're like, right, and then we fucked one. We're like, right on this one now. Like, we're all over the place, but we got through it. But we are sitting there, like. People are starting to fucking slowly filter in, and it's just, I just thought it was so, like, felt like a fever dream. So many people said that to me, like, see all the people in one place, like, just turning up, like, you turn around, Kaz is talking to you, right, and then next thing, like, Fivo walks in with his team, and then you go outside, and Lee Sutherland's in a motor hiding outside or something. I'm like,
he's going in
what? Kaz is like, Lee's in the motor. So we walked in, right? And we're talking to Kaz, and Kaz is like, Lee Sutherland's here. And I'm like, where, mate? Like, there's nobody apart from us.
I've seen Lee Sutherland. There's nowhere the man can hide in that room.
No, he's not a hideable guy. Lee's the bright light of the room. He glows almost.
Commands it.
Aye, and...
I was like, that a fever dream? It was weird. It was a who's who of who's fucking who of Scottish niche celebrities, mate. It was funny.
Aye, so Kaz, obviously, he's like that to us. He's... like, where's Lee? And he's like, I just told him to wait in the motor outside. I'm like, what? Like, I'm a dog waiting on you going into the shops or something? He's just sitting, you can imagine Lee just sitting in the motor, just staring at you.
Just doing freezing and all.
Mate, but do you know what the thing is with Lee, man? Obviously, it was at the Normandy Hotel, so we were in like a conference sort of room that was huge, and then you could go out and there was like a bar bit, but wasn't it? I don't think it was open, but there was a bar, pool table and all that. And I just remember like sort of pacing in and out of there, just like looking to see who was there and that. And I just clocked the black suit and I seen the light hitting off the shades and that. And I was like, there's Big Lee. So when Aaron talked to him about the podcast and that, I thought the podcast was really good. What a guy.
Doing really well.
But see, the thing is with Lee, what people don't understand is, right? So people might see people with Lee at the events and think, they're not taking the piss. Mate, he loves it, bro.
Aye, mate. He's a showman.
Loves it.
He's a showman, mate. I seen him straight away. Like, so you were saying you clocked eyes with him. Where clocked the fucking, as you say, mate, shiny black suit, fucking black tie, shades on, fresh dew chop. Man looked gorgeous, by the way. Man looked fucking...
Yeah, Lee's got great skin, by the way.
Lee's a handsome guy, mate. Lee is a handsome dude.
I seen the TikTok of him... He'd look in that higgy outside. Did you see that?
Aye. Yeah, there was hundreds of shit like that. Like, when I first seen him, I looked here and there was, like, these three wee guys, like, younger than me, and they were off. They were all wearing, like, LV bags and all that, and they were all just sitting. I was like, they were all getting pictures with, like, Lee, and Lee was putting the glasses on. You could see him doing all that. And I could see it across the room, mate. I was like, yes, man. And after just pure beeline for him. And I was sitting talking to Lee for a bit, and I was like, boys, who's here? Is he? I thought they'd be with, like, Jasper or something. And they were like, Shieldsy.
Who were they, but?
I don't know. I think they're just like...
I walked up to you and you're like, they're Shieldsy's boys. And I was like, what? What does that mean?
Because I found it pure funny that they were there. Wait.
How good did it be if it came out he was like a gay pimp?
Oh, man.
That'd be amazing. That'd be a sort of story arc, but that would be...
If he was pimping out young fucking... pumping it.
Pimping and pumping
young Neds, bro. That'd be a good system.
It was so surreal, wouldn't it? Just being there. And then... like Fivo comes in and then you see like Fivo seeing Lee and then like all the sort of younger ones, Matty and that coming in, you're like, what the fuck is going on? And then we're sitting at the front of the camera and I remember having thoughts like, what? Like, no, what are we doing? As in, why are we doing this? But I'm like, what the fuck is going on, dude?
And it's funny because, like, seeing you were looking up as well, there was people for like social media agencies and that was the press kind of that were doing TikToks themselves and that. And like, so you could see them kind of looking a bit professional, sitting with their stuff and all that. And then, like, man, professional cameras and all that. Like, and these two producers, a director, security guards about and all that. And then you kind of looked around, it was just like, actually, just a big crowd of cunts just going, fucking fuck you, you're fucking bad, man. just a mad, weird testosterone, like.
What I felt.
No testosterone as if it's mad scary guys. I just mean, like.
Big characters.
Aye, characters, mate, wanting to be very egotistical people, and I'm not saying, you need to be, it'd be anything, own up in front of
it was
camera.
Narcissist Anonymous, bro. It was, bro. But do you know, not even in a bad way, it's just like, aye. What happens at day hangs, obviously, which I've just learned, is like, I feel like, it's a room full of people who are used to being like, he's the mad famous guy, so like, when they're in a room and it, there's like other people like that, it's like they don't know how to act almost. You know what I mean? They're like shouting shit and all that. It's just like, I don't know.
I kind of like, because I'm, it's fucking bad because I'm doing the mad commentary and all that, but I like was getting people mixed up. No, that's Higgy. No, wait, that's Adam. Everything was just floating about, but I was getting people worried to be like, to say to somebody like the wrong name or something. In a sense, because I was like, this isn't the kind of person that would go, like, see if somebody done that to me, I know I'm saying I'm a mad ego A guy, right? But if somebody came up and they're like, hey, you fucking, and they said, either didn't they know my name or like, said I was somebody else or something, know what I mean? Are you that fucking Ben York? I'd be like, no, mate, no, I'm Jamie, like, you know what I mean? But then I was like, these are the kind of people that if I went up and I was like, you fucking Higgy, and it wasn't him, it'd be people, fuck you, this cunt's fucking
aye, aye. But then again, mate, it's like, we're not gonna, like, why, like, I've been on their lives at times, but we're not like the audience for to know who they are.
Who is the audience for it, right? Because I was gonna send you a voice note the day, bro. Saying like, cunts are probably listening to this, but like the amount of people that like for my like, previous life, cunts for school and cunts I played football with and cunts for my old works and that have been texting me like the new, well, fuck's sake, like seeing you on that TikTok, like the mad audience for that is so weird because see like it's already like cunts that I haven't spoke to in however many years, there's cunts that are like, what do you do a mad podcast and that because of this? Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, I mate, like, mad cunts from my school that are like, that I'm like, surely they've seen, they've got me on Insta or
if they know seen the podcast.
Like, I like, sure, like, knowing a mad thing, like, how aye, do you know?
But how just, do you know that I did at least?
This one, like, a mad cunt's like, how'd you get into something like that? I think
I'm just apprenticeship, up my way up, mate. 4 year, fucking. Ended up hosting Kaz Milligan versus the Property Boss.
But he was asking as if that's something I found on Indeed.com or something. How'd you get your sailing about that? As if I've like went broadcasting jobs, Kaz Milligan and all that. Like, I fuck knows, mate. But I like, even people just for mold, like the older guys and that, they're like, you sort mute tickets and that for like, this. Mate. Like, cunts are pure into it, but it's a. You know the person I'm talking about, because I would be in it, I know. I'm one of these cunts, I know, but there's a mad certain group of people, a way of thinking that would be pure into something like this, do you know what I mean? Like, man. I've got close pals that are pure into it.
Aye.
And they're the same cunts that are right into, like, the Tommy Fury shit and all that. Like,
it's a certain, mate. Do you know what it is?
Speed and all that, they're like all the same kind of shit. No, like, oh, God, fucking, know what I mean?
It's like, people who are very, it's like, one dimensional sort of almost like how would I say this, like it's in your DNA, like you see two people arguing, you're like, wonder what's going to happen next. Like it's pure basic, like, and it as well
instinct.
It's like they're sold like drama easily. But what I'll say is, I'll put this 100% in the record, see that Matty getting punched in that, like, mate. I've seen people a lot of people say that they think that's staged. It definitely wasn't. Well,
let's talk about this for a bit, right? Just to set up in case somebody's not seen it. But like, so that all that stuff was dead. Like, see beforehand and that, before all the before the us hosting it or whatever, we were like talking. We're like, so where are the cunts going to face off and that? Like, there wasn't a mad area for it. Like, now it's usually you walk out there and you stand on a podium or something, like nothing, obviously nothing like that. But so we're like, so that was kind of makeshift in that. And then like So I'm like, I realized this on the day and I was pure laughing about it, and I messaged Kaz about it because I was like, the security guard that was meant to be there, like, it was like, I had this security guard that was about 7 foot tall, mate, and he was solid and that. And I was like, when we were separating cunts, you can hear me in the video going, where's that fucking huge security guard? Because like, if you're pulling cunts away and all that. And then I was like, obviously, he's doing like content with Kaz. Kaz said it's his personal bodyguard. Fair dues. You're paying your personal bodyguard, you want him on your person at all times. But I think he was out there. For a mad content-y thing.
100%. It was like, I remember you saying, somebody was like, where's the big security guard? And I remember you just going, filming TikToks with Kaz, obviously. And it was like, it was the most like representative thing of that whole event. It was like the security guard who could have split everything up was like out doing TikToks, you know what I mean? And it was me and you being pure, come on, Matt.
But, come on, son.
That Matt is wild,
but
bro.
The thing is, I'm no blaming Kaz for that, mate. You're paying a cunt 400 quid a day or whatever. You're getting your fucking money. Like, because that's better suited. Obviously, in the real world, it's better suited that where there's a fight going to break out, there's a security guard. But in the business world, the TikTok world, where Kaz is a fucking expert, he's more suited to being opening the Rolls Royce doors, bro.
Kaz isn't a health and safety guy. Kaz is a numbers, money,
and mate, you got respect.
Style.
Numbers, money, style. That's Kaz.
That's
Milligan.
Kaz Milligan, bro.
Oh, yeah, that, mate.
That's Kaz Milligan, bro.
But, aye, so fights broke out a wee bit, like you're saying that Higgy. You think he's mental? You think he can go for it? Are we allowed to keep, can we talk about who's got to smash who or not?
Why would we not be able to?
I don't know, mate. We're like,
are we neutrals? No, we can see what we fucking want, but we'll do our predictions on Patreon then.
Aye, we'll do that.
But it was a wild day, mate. It was and funny.
And then there was another thing on the face off that we had to pull 5-0 and Jasper apart, me and you.
Aye, that was funny.
That was fucking, I actually got to a point, mate, I was telling you, like, I was pulling 5-0 that much. It felt like it was just going the other way. Like, obviously, one of them looked there at me, and it was just, it was as if I was a fly, mate. It was just no doing it. And I done, mate, come on, you fuck. Like, you're not going to make me pull you back, mate. It would be so embarrassing. Imagine me on a live stream trying to pull. Like, I'd have my heels in the ground like that, and I'd be getting pulled, you know, like in the cartoons. Like mad smoke coming off and that, like you're dragging the gun up.
I know, see when Jasper got up and that, I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. And then the funniest part of that whole thing is, at the end, right, Kaz and the property boss are like facing off and like kind of fucking getting a bit blah blah blah, and like they get a bit in each other's face, and like Kaz goes to shove him. You just hear Dave going, right, like somebody's dark action, like you and your pal fighting or something. Right, come on, right, come on, right.
Wait, and do you know that, I guess I was like smiling. I can pure remember, because you can't see me on the live stream, but I can remember like pure smiling and then going, oh, right.
Like, oh, actual, we don't want
actually, like, calm. You, come on. You're a businessman here. Like, you can't be pushing yourself.
Think of the sponsors, Kaz.
Come on, Kaz. Like, I was feeling disappointed.
Mate,
I don't know why.
Aye, mate, it was amazing because I looked at you and, like, I seen you do that and I was like, we don't need to do it. Like, I was thinking about it. Like, we don't need to be there, guys. Like,
no, mate, I felt like it was a mad human reaction. Like, I didn't mean to do that.
Mate, it was so funny the way you done it, because, like, the way your face went and that, you're like, oh, it is a, oh, we don't need this, guys.
You sullied the event.
Oh, no.
This event, the only threat that was dished out in this, an hour previous to this, was I'm going to fucking pump your ass.
Every
that.
Fighter got up there just became gay immediately. Like, I'm going to suck your dick, mate.
I think we must have looked heavy good.
How?
We must have looked amazing, mate, and they've come up and just been horn dogs, bro. They've just come up and sat next to us and just been like,
they look better in person.
I'll spunk in your face, Kaz.
Mate. Yeah.
I can't believe the big man said that.
I thought you were going to say we look good because we didn't like succumb to just slip my gay hang out. We should have done that as soon as the cameras went on.
We should have just started going for it, man. Imagine me having sex in that table. Oh, gay sex.
Scalping your arse now. As soon as the cameras went on. Mate, that would have, mate, you might talk numbers, bro.
Mate, that was, I know. But aye, it was a fun event. We've got other, we'll talk about other, the juicy old details.
Aye, we'll go into that on patreon.com/RailsGaff. But You were in India. No, I know you want to keep some of this for fucking. You got the notes?
I've got notes, mate. I've got India notes, bro.
Oh.
But I do want to keep some for the party, mate.
Keep just the dirty stuff for there.
Mate, I'll keep all the. There wasn't much dirty. Well, it was India, mate. A lot of shit was dirty. But, aye. So, I'm just going to read out some of my notes, right? I'm going to say, like, I want your gut reaction to this. Indians have terrible business savvy.
Well, you tell me what you make. Don't put it on me. You tell me what you think.
What do you think about Indians? Do you think they've got good business savvy?
They're good with mobile phones, bro. Like, they're good at, like, I love, like, Indians. Do you know, I went through a period of, like, fucking, like, see, Indians, I was in this mad hating Apple period in my life. Like, I'd be pure, use your fucking brainwash, you fucking losers. And because I was watching Indian guys go, this can do everything that the iPhone, like, they were saying, like, this can do everything. It was showing you, like, the processing chip and all that, as if that fucking means it to me.
Yeah.
I was, like, trying to remember it in my brain, pure, it's got the same fucking processing chip as the fucking iPhone.
I
was in a mad thing, so they would review phones like the Realme,
yes,
and, like, the Honor 10 and that. Mate, I was all on that shit, mate. Yeah, see, like, high grade, but no the top Androids that were, like, mate, I would go and look to buy them, and look for reviews, and every review was Indian.
Mm. But mate, this is what I mean. So they're technologically, mate,
advanced.
An advanced nation, mate, of men, uh-huh, of women, mate. Very advanced nation when it comes to all that bullshit, right? Mate, you go there and it's like, mate, see when you go buy a packet of snout, they bring out a big bucket, mate, with just hunters of packets of snout in it and just go, there you go, pick one, you just reach your horn in, pick it out and buy
it. I like it.
No, I know, but it's no good business savvy. They're not like natives, not what I mean. Like,
where did they put the money?
Mate, just in their pockets and that. Like, it's mad.
Did they have a calculator on that?
I always had a calculator. Like, but mate, it was like, so mate, Joe didn't understand, right? So Joseph Guscadden was there, he'll probably be heavily influencing these notes, right? But he didn't know, like, the money yet, right? So, but I'll tell you this, one rupee is one penny, nearly exactly, right? So if it's 300 rupees, it's 3 quid, which, by the way, like, every meal there is like 3 quid. Like a big fucking proper meal with naan and all that, everything. It's like 3.50, mate. I bought a Coke, wait, no, it's mental for money and that. But Joe was bartering, right? Like, he went to a mad market and he was like, I want to get a laser, I want to get a mad green laser on that. And the green laser, there's a story behind why he wanted the green laser, and I'll tell that in a bit, right? But he went up and he was like, shoot the last, he was like, 300. And he was like, E250. Mate, bartering for like 50p, the woman's actually got a Wayne or Mankey and all that, like, sitting next to her, and he's like, Hank, he thought it was a fiver.
Right.
He thought she was adding for 30 quid, and he's like, fuck, it must be a good, you know, give 25 quid. Like, just wanted
oh
something.
Oh my God, mate.
But he's like, I'll give you 250 and that. And she's,
no,
like, she's like, no, I can't. I just can't do that now. And he's like, I could just walk up there and get another one for 200 right now, not saying all this shit to her. And she was like, oh, and then I think she ended up just giving him it for 250, and he went and walked away, and he was like, saved a fiver there, got it for 250. My dad was like, that's 50 pence, mate. That's like,
oh,
that's
shocking,
that's
mate.
A woman's like daily, like, that's amazing. That would have been good for a laser, not I mean, an extra 50p. And Joe was like, oh, fuck not. And then he was like, I'll go back and give her money. But then he lost the pen. So he was like, I need to buy another pen anyway. I'll go and get one off her, a laser pen. I'll go and get one off her and I'll just fling her a fiver. I was like, that's what you should do, mate. Fucking went down, they found the laser somewhere else for £2. It's a bum bastard.
Mate.
But aye.
It's economy, mate.
So that's just really the Indians with a business savvy, mate. We were at a beach shack for a night, right? So in Goa, where I was, right? It's like, their, like, economy comes for these beach shacks, mate. There's, like, one every, like, 100 metres, and Goa Beach is huge, and it's tropical.
Are they nice inside?
Mate, no, it's literally a shack, mate.
Right.
And it's just sand, and tables, and chairs, but it's, like, it's weird. I can't really explain it.
Is it an Indian bothy?
No, because it's all open at the sides and that. It's just, like, it's like a roof, bro.
Open-air bothy.
It's four posts, a roof, a bar, and then, like, a back bit where they all, like, sleep in that, mate. I was there. I'll just tell you this now.
Who sleeps there?
Mate, the workers in it. Manu, right, mate. Okay. Manu was my man, mate. I love Manu, mate. We went down there, and we didn't have any cash, and he was like, it's okay, you drink for free all day, and come back and give me the money.
Manu.
Mate, Manu was...
No business. Zero.
Zero. The best guy ever, but zero. But mate, my dad was trying to get... I'll tell you that later. Right. So terrible business savvy. This is another thing, right? So do you get these things called tuk-tuks? You know that?
Aye.
So a tuk-tuk is... they just drive about all the time. They just beep and go, taxi, taxi, like aye, that. Aye. Right? So a motor... shouted, they're all shouting taxi constantly, bro. Like, all of them, mate. Cunts that don't even drive taxis, and that, I think, that's what all you hear.
Barbers.
Taxi, 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 taxi. Mate, I'd barbers just running outside, taxi. Mate, so this cunt in a motor's at taxi. And I'm like, visibly, no, mate, all good. I'm walking that way. The cunt right in front of him was in a tuk tuk. And he was like, taxi. And I was like, Sam had lesser vehicle, no. Mm. And I walked away. I cut in a moped with nae like taxi shit around him. Done, taxi. Because cunts just offer you lift. Aye. And they'll be like, right, fiver. And you're like, obviously, it's mate, a fiver. That to them,
that's a pure third world thing. See, when you go to like Vietnamese islands and that. If you've got a motor, you're a taxi driver. Mate, if you've got something that goes in the road, you're a taxi driver.
That's what happens in Gia and that.
Aye.
That's what happens in Gia and that. Like,
is it?
Aye, like cunts would, like that. Maybe just Scottish Islands. Well, that's more like the old gay cunts lifts if you see them walking up, but that's a bit different, obviously. But might just be island things. Who knows? But aye, so the terrible business savvy, this is the one I was most excited to tell you about, mate. Because I think you know this. They're the horniest guys on earth. Do you know that about Indians?
Bro, the Indians love the ladies, bro.
They love them, mate.
They love the ladies.
In particular, my lady, bro. And I mean, I was pure like...
They've never seen the likes, bro.
Bro, a maiden from the lands of...
A white choco honey?
Campbelltownian maiden.
A white choco honey?
she's like, only, like, so my dad's like, ah, Morgan. Like, no, maybe not specifically Morgan. It's like, see, when you go there, by the way, like... guys will look at you like you need to cover up most of the time. Like, obviously it's different if you're at a beach and that, but like if you're in the town, you need to have like a shirt on and shit like that, because like they don't care. Like,
no in their culture to know stare.
I took today in this, mate, like, because I'm such a mad, I'll tell you more about my rage about this, mate. I was raging the full time about this, because I'm a mad fucking daft wee cunt, mate. I was pure trying to fight with them all every time, and that, like, see when they were walking by, they were actually staring at Morgan like this. Like, this is them walking by this way, right? And they would just go, like, walking right back, like, no care, mate. So I took to go on like that to cunts, like, leaping in front of the view and just staring at them like that, and they would go, because they don't want the smoke.
No,
none of them,
mate, you would, see, if you went to Vietnam, you'd be in the jail within about 3 years, mate.
Think so?
100%.
How?
Everybody just stares at you like that.
Oh, no.
And then especially like your girlfriend and that as well, because like to them, like, mate, you've got to understand, this is the golden ticket. Like, they're just used to Indians, all these sees Indians, and then they're like, whoa.
Because I'm going to say this and it might sound weird or whatever, but it's like a white rose in a garden of red roses.
Mate, that's it?
That's what it is. But I would like you, can you look up just in the background while I'm still talking, why Indians love getting a picture with you, and look at the explanation, right? Because it's fucking mad. But
okay. Is it?
So, mate,
it's no just because you're a white guy.
It is, but the explanation of like what they actually think is mental.
Is it something like they want to show people that they know a white guy?
Aye, well, it's that as well, but it's like,
right, here we go. Truly, so why do people in India want to take selfies with white people? Truly, the people that do this typically mean no harm. It is a gesture of friendship and pride to them to have met someone from abroad.
No, but in that article, it says like...
And they're horny.
It says like people from... It says stuff like they think that America, Australia and the UK are like utopian.
Uh-huh.
Like, and it says like they think of themselves as lesser people and all that.
That's exactly, like, mind I was saying about Vietnam.
I just wanted to own the screen so that I could prove that. Like, I didn't want to be saying like Indians think the lesser people were to being a fact, because I looked it up and I read, it was all these kind of articles, but I read.
I'll read a bit of this, right? Scroll up, because that bit was interesting. So it's just talking about why they want to take a picture, obviously. It says, this extends to the white population. There's a sense of pride in knowing a white person, and it's something they might even brag about to their friends and family. It is also an unfortunate side effect of the fact that in India, fair skin is often the standard of beauty, and white women seem somewhat exotic to the less educated and unworldly in India.
Aye.
There you go, mate.
So the thing about the white woman's mad, mate, because every advert there, like, I was bashing Indian telly, and that Indian telly's insane, bro. It's so
what
bad.
What did you see on it?
Like, Matt, it's, they're constantly singing. All they do is sing. Every advert's singing. Like, they feel love singing, bro. Like, you just turn onto a hang and you'd see this mad guy, and he would have, like, a gun or something. And he'd be like that. Just like my chubby Indian guy. And then he would be like, but I can't. But, and then, like obviously, and I'm an Indian, like, no good, I'm at Bollywood sound, but you know what it's like? They just start singing, I'm at operatic Bollywood tune, mate. And I'd be like, what is that, man? Cool film. Like, they just love a sing song.
Love a jingle.
All their adverts, like, every bird in the adverts is like, you can tell it's an Indian, but they're bleach white, whiter than me, mate, and I'm pasty as fuck, you know.
That was a thing, seeing when we were in Thailand. You used to see that, like, Thai women walking about with umbrellas and all that to no be tanned.
Aye,
the thing with them,
spoke about that.
Aye, because they actually seem like they've got money to no be out.
Aye, it's like, the whiter your skin is, the more, like, richer or the more sort of...
Because you're not in the street, like, you're not all, like, working at a market and all that, you're not getting blazed by the sun, kind of shit like that. It's mad, but because there's, like, engines, there's some engines that are actual black guys.
But think about this, right? Think about this. So, in a country like India, outdoor jobs are the poorer jobs, right? Street food, tuk-tuk drivers, farmers, construction. Is it the same here? Would you say? I would say. But then think about, like, people that work in, like, oil rigs and that.
But then
that's a quite an extreme button.
But that'd be like in India, the cunts are working fucking gold mines or something, or like the lithium mines or something. That's probably very.
They probably get treated like shit, bro. I eat grand a year, mate. I come dead cobalt out of the ground, man.
Mate, so this thing happened, right? I'll go back to, like, them being lustful little devils, man. So a fucking cunt walked up and walked past Morgan when she was in her like bikini when we're lying on sunbeds. We phone it like that and walked by, and he was like doing that for the side, mate. And I got up and I was like, mate, show me your phone, because he walked away a bit. And I was like, she was like, I think he was videoing me. And I was like, no way. And I was like, show me your fucking phone. I was like, give your phone and all that. And he was like, I'm sorry. She's like, walked. I was like, what the fuck? And then this other cunt came up, right? Like that, mate, videoing Morgan, like a foot in front of her, mate, like that. Holding it out and that, and I got up and I was like, what the fuck you doing? And I smacked his phone at his hand, bro. And it pure witness, and he went down and he was pure picking up, and he was like, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. He's like, just one picture. And I was like, what, of her? And he was like, or me, or you, like that. And I was like, no, fuck off, you fucking weirdo. I was pure shouting, bawling, mate. My dad's like, you're fucking out of order doing that.
I think you
got too far. But, like, this was my first day there.
Right, so you didn't understand yet?
Didn't know, mate. And then...
I'm backing Frank Kelly up here, definitely, which I always do. But what I will say is, it's a weird thing to try and get used to, especially videoing. Staring's one thing. Videoing is a different level.
Staring's fine. Like, because she was getting stared at all the way for this, and I wasn't caring.
Loving it.
I was like, hi, fuck, so that's my missus.
That's my butt.
What's happened? What's happened? Kumar, that's my missus. Mate, I met a mad cunt called Kumar. He was some boy. I was like, where's Harold? And he's like, what? I thought you'd have got that all the time, mate.
He's like fucking 10 million Kumars in India.
I know. No getting out of concert. You must get out of concert.
Oi, how many Kumars do you know? How many times you hear the name Kumar? Dad, you ever heard the name Kumar?
Mate, that's that mad guy going like, that's that mad guy that like, got up to an Indian meal. My name's John. And be like, oh, Wilkes Booth.
Aye, I know. What? Must get out of time, mate.
The one mad John. But so.
You're fighting with this Indian guy?
So I, no. I'm
did you take
fucking,
him to the, did you take mate, him down into the sand?
Mate, no, I literally was just.
You should have wrestled him into the sand. Mate,
I should have double legged him and took
the sand is my, the sand, I'm, mate, do you know what, I'm a big sand guy now. I used to fucking despise the sand, mate. See, I thought, none of you have ever bathed in the Indian Ocean, I don't think, but when you've done that, sand in between your feet, sitting on fucking the beach in Goa, mate, where Jamaican, you ever had an exotic Jamaican Bacardi Breezer, bro?
No.
Mate, we need to find these things.
How?
Find these bastards.
Jamaican Bacardi Breezers?
Exotic Jamaican Bacardi Breezer, bro. Look it up. It's Indian. In India, it's all
you say that as if you're rapping it. Exotic Jamaican Bacardi Breezer. I'm sipping exotic Jamaican Bacardi Breezer in a parking lot in Queens.
In a Beezer. In a Beamer. aye, but so I've got. So I fucking wrapped the mouth off that cunt, aye. Morgan had a good theory about pavements there. Oh no, doesn't he look like that, mate? It's that purple one, see that one there? To the right, aye, that one.
Is that purple?
Aye, it's got purple, you know what I mean? Oh. That's it, mate. Exotic Jamaican Passion, bro.
Oh, Jamaican Passion. Oh, so it's no made in Jamaica, it's to the flavour it?
Aye, Exotic Jamaican Bacardi Breezer.
You said, that sounds like you're telling me Jamaicans are the originals.
Wait, so if I said Exotic Orange Bacardi Breezer, is the Jamaican that's fucked it up there?
I think that's for Jamaica. And I'm thinking, how's it made its way in there?
And I mean, when did Breezers get involved?
Indians dating the trade deal. We'll give you fucking $100 billion for it.
Mate, aye, Indians, like, I don't understand, because, like, I went down to the beach and I got 2 litre bottles of water and 2 glass bottles of Pepsi, and it was £160, £1.60. How is that a viable...
Aye, we were saying that, like, how did they buy that in?
Can you look that up, mate? No, I've not even looked it up once.
Can you explain to us the Indian economy?
Aye, just say how are American goods so cheap in India? I can't say that I looked that up, Hunters, mate, because it's
like, tell me about Morgan's theory, mate.
So Morgan had a theory about the pavements. There's no pavements in Goa. There's no one pavement. Like, everywhere, you walk on the road, and then when a lorry's gone by, I mean, it's constant beeps. Beeps and taxi, that's all you hear. But it's just beep, beep, beep. It's constant, and they just scoot by you and that. There's Nate, I was in taxis with them. I was in taxis. Oh, sorry, right, so why are goods so cheap in India compared to the USA? Low import duties. Import duties in India are generally lower than other countries. This reduced the cost. So it just means they've got factories and shit there. So right. They must make it, or they don't import Pepsi and that. They've just got it.
Makes total sense.
So on the roads, I was in this taxi, and I was like, so what's happening here? Like, how can you just drive by all these cunts? Like, you're driving on the wrong side of the road for ages, overtaking hundreds of cunts, just swerving about. Nay red light. Didn't see a red light when I was there. I was like, what's going on now? And he was like, in India, there is no regulations. That's what he said to me. He's like, you're from UK? They're obsessed with UK, mate. They fucking love UK. Like, they get up your heart.
The Queen in that. I love it.
Aye, mate, I'm for England, bro. Mate, some of them didn't. I was like, mate, no, I realised.
You're kidding on, you're for England,
I couldn't say.
London, mate.
See, when you say Scotland, see when I go Scotland, see, because that's one word to me. You need to say Scotland.
Aye.
Every time I said Scotland, nobody understood. As soon as I said Scotland, like, and I've never thought about that as like a linguistic.
Well, if you think, you're like, Scotland. That sounds like Scotland.
I know that obviously, but I just mean it's funny that that's like the one thing I had to change in the sentence. Like, I didn't have any, do you know what I mean? And other times, like when you think somebody can't understand you, can I enunciate different ways and that? It was like, I just found it just going, that's the way they would say that. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think, like, how would they say Scotland? And I'm like, oh, they would say it like that. So I go, Scotland. Because that's exactly how they talk. But the pavement theory, so there's no pavements there at all, it's just straight roads, but it's constant shops, mate, and just mad shops that are just flung up and that, like, it's all just, like, 2 bits of wood and then, like, corrugated iron and then, like, 8 shirts and a mad guy sitting with a bag of money just like...
Who's wanting a fucking shirt?
Want one of these fucking things, mate? This is so funny. The Indians, mate, Indians, the Indians love, like, mad shirts that... have like a mad hang on them and that, like, see, like Frankie says,
the minions or something.
Like, that, they love, like,
you don't like a shirt,
no, or a t-shirt. Well, no, if it's a shirt, it needs to have like monogram palm trees, mate, head to toe.
Oh.
Just they know that the shirt of choice, all white, navy palm trees, just all air it. That was every Indian guy who's wearing that.
Smart as hell.
And I seen, no, it's so funny. You start seeing the shops that every gun gets the clays, and it's all the mad shops outside the road. It's mad. But aye, Morgan's theory was. The pavements, if they had pavements, they would lose like a revenue, like economical revenue, because nobody would buy it for the mad shops. Because the only reason you stop for like something going by in the road, and you're like stopped for ages with just hundreds of sick shit going by you, and you've got like 3 cunts that own mad weird shops just coming up to you like, sir, like, fuck it, man, just buy that.
What I'll say is, what would stop them for just walking across the pavement and doing that? Like walking,
no,
two steps
on
a pavement.
You don't need to stop when you're on a pavement. You just walk. You need to stop because
right.
of the lorries gone
right,
by.
Sorry, I'm thinking you're driving here. That makes total sense.
So you're walking, and everybody that's obviously visiting India is just walking about. So it's like all these tourists, because I'm a touristy place and all, they all need to stop every 2 minutes because there's lorries gone by and then motorbikes and then hundreds of this, like motors just whizzing by you. So they need to stop in front of these shops for ages, and it defo does. Like a few times, I just bought shit because like... It's fucking mental, bro. Like, know how when you...
What's the daftest hang you bought there? Do you think?
The hang up gave you, mate. Ganesh ears, bro. Ganesh. No, I didn't.
That wasn't daft. That was spiritual.
It was the I bought even the so for example, we'll talk about that, right?
Never could work out. The time to make plans has passed, faded.
Trips, the podcast is brought to you by G4 Claims. If you're involved in a road accident that was not your fault, call G4 Claims on 01698 767 172 or visit them at notatfaultclaim.com. The process is completely free and you could keep 100% of your compensation. Trips, if you want more episodes of Riley's Gaff, head over to patreon.com/Riley's Gaff. We have the £3 tier, which gives you access to the extended part of each normal episode where we normally save all the hot action for. We also have the £5 tier, which gives you all the extended episodes, a bonus episode each month, and access to the Discord chat. The £10 tier gives you all of the above, but you get 2 bonus episodes a month and 10% off merch. And the last tier, the daddy, the goat tier as it's called, is £20 a month, and you get everything and anything you would ever want. You get to request episodes, you're a mod on Discord, so your name's a fancy colour and everything. Oh my god. You get shout outs in any episodes if you want a wee birthday shout out, whatever. Whatever you can think of and we can do, we will do it. And on top of that, you get 20% off merch. How sweet is that? So if you've already joined, thank you so much. And if you haven't, what are you waiting for? Patreon.com/Riley's Gaff.
Like, money wise, so I bought like stuff for Evan and Evan's sweet angel, and then I got Morgan got stuff for like all her pals and all that, and it was like hundreds of shit, right? Like 12 bracelets and like 3 bags and all this stuff, and it was like a tenner, bro. It was like, I was like walking out, I was like, oh, this must have been like 30p each, and it's mad hand woven bags and all that. It's actual mad, bro. But the thing about you was like a quid, and it's like a mad hand carved statue of Ganesh and that. But I was constantly, I was fucking big balling out. Manu, he get well tipped, don't worry about it. I gave him a score one day as a tip, which is like mental. Manu's been kept all right. See if you're good to me, I'll be good to you. But I'll go back to my list, right? So it's now you're talking about these videos of like, now you're talking about these videos of like Indians like selling tech and that.
And reviewing phones, I love it, mate. That's like ASMR to me.
So they were all coming up on my aye, it's good. Like, and the Intel Core Processor is a core processor is like, it's a good accent for it. But they, so I was like, in all their algorithms, it's weird. TikTok's banned, which is mental.
That is weird.
But you know what was mad? I was loading up TikTok and then it would show me one video and then it wouldn't scroll. So I'd just keep deleting the app, like swipe my up, you know what I mean? So I got a bit of my fix in TikTok. But I was on Reddit and I was getting like the mad engine algorithm. So like I was, this video came up and it was like, it was like a guy selling a scooter because they're obsessed with scooters and all, as you know, for like, I think that's all Asian countries are very heavily like, their transport is mainly scooters. So like, it was like this guy selling a scooter and he was like, it's 2,000 rupees. Which would be, do you know how much that was? Whatever, I think I worked it out, it would be 200 quid. And it was a pure
20,000 maybe?
20,000. No, that's what it was. It was 20,000. What worked out was 2 grand, right? Which I was like, it's heavy cheap for a heavy cheap for a scooter. But he was like, the guy in the video kept saying, like, why not spend £2,000 on this? It makes you money and all that, like all that kind of stuff. And all the engines in the comments were all like, why would you buy that? Because you could, you could buy a lesser scooter and also an iPad, question mark. Like, and then it was like somebody below the
like, bro.
Why do that when you could buy a lesser scooter, a Samsung tablet, and also maybe a mobile phone, question mark? It was like, all these mad cunts, like, I know how to maximise this 2 grand we've got here, trips. Like,
we need to really just, let's not just jump into this,
let's
guys.
Let's just jump out of getting this scooter, because we could get, like, let me just pause it, that we get a lesser scooter, and also an iPad. We can get an iPad together.
iPads are sick.
But aye, that's near enough the end of the notes.
I know you've got something, something
I've got
dirty.
A few things. I called a cunt a big ride. I called him a Indian guy a big ride. That was funny. I think that's funny saying that.
Big ride. No, it's amazing that you said recently, doing the Swanee.
Doing the Swanee.
Love that.
When was I saying doing the Swanee?
You say that's at doing the Swanee. And I love that saying,
like,
mate.
Doing the Swanee, it's good.
I love that saying.
Mate, I love all that, like, sea cunts mad patter around going for a shite. I'm off to see a sailor off to sea, you know. Like,
aye.
I love all that, mate.
It's a bit,
like,
dirty for me.
I'm drapping the wains after the pool.
If you've got, if you've, see, I don't like when mad guys say shit like that, man. Mate, dirty guys.
I'm a way to drap the wains after the pool and the boozer.
That's funny. That's funny. Hilarious. That's funny, but that tells me you shite all the time. Because, no, but I don't know. It's like, you've actually, like, I don't want to hear a mad description of your shite. Just tell me I got to the toilet. That's enough for me, bro.
I also don't like, I'm going to the toilet.
Got a toilet.
I'm just got a toilet, mate. I don't like that either, because it's like, what are you gonna
No, I've realised as well, mate. No, I've realised about myself. Have you still got India?
I've got some plane action.
Do you want to save it? No Patreon?
No, I want to tell you about a one thing first, mate. I want to talk about You Don't Mess With The Zohan that I watched on the plane. Mm-hmm. You watched that in a while? When was the last time you watched it? Mate, you should both watch that, by the way.
I've seen it.
It's pertinent at the moment.
It's amazing.
It's very pertinent. It's about the fucking conflict.
Can you make that now?
It's about Palestine-Israel conflict.
When I get away with that now?
No, it's all really? It's peace, mate. It is?
I know it is, but it's not exactly a fucking political commentary, mate.
It is.
The developer.
Adam Sandler, mate. Political commentary.
The developer, I don't know if you even remember the film, the developer in the film,
the her barbershop or something like that?
She's trying to buy up the street, Palestine street that they occupy each side, and he's trying to buy that up to make a mad super casino or something.
Is he not a barber, but?
Aye, but then he's trying to buy up the mad block to build a mad mall.
He works in a barbershop and somebody's trying to develop the barbershop that he works in.
Right.
This mad American guy looks like Vince McMahon or something. And he's like, my girlfriend's got lovely, he's got the perfect boob to bum ratio. And I'm happy, you know, he's a mad cunt like that. But he's like, he sets out to, like, get the Jews. I said that about Hingley. The Israelis.
I've heard this before.
And the Arabs, the Jews and the Arabs, he's trying to set them against each other by, like, graffitiing one of the shops and all that. And it's just a good analogy for what's going on in the Middle East now. Who is really to blame for the endless violence?
I'm staying with it.
He's wipe my hands with that.
I don't want anything to do
with it.
I'm
not going to solve it in a podcast, Jamie.
I'm not going to solve it.
You Don't Mess With The Zohan's hilarious, bro. It's a laugh a minute, bro.
Mate, I think like, the critics always hate Sandler.
Aye, but why, mate? He's the GOAT, mate.
Do you know why it is? It's because, like, I think critics like actors that pure have range. As we're always talking about range.
True, that's true.
And Sandler's just Sandler and everyone. Maybe apart from the Zohan.
Mate, no, the Zohan is Jack Sandler.
And Joe? What about Jack and Joe?
Jack and Joe plays Jack and Joe, fuck's sake.
That's range.
That's shite, but...
Nah, mate, Sandler's got, like, there's Punch Drunk Love's, like, one of the best, mate. Punch Drunk Love's unreal. It's a bit, he's a mad, have you seen that? Sandler's a mad autistic guy who's, like, got, like, three sisters who pure bully him, and he ends up, like, pure fretting in his 30s.
Is this recent?
No, it's old, mate. It's excellent, but it's so good. Sandler's got, like, good films, bro. Funny People was quite dark, funny, heavy, funny film. No, like that. Is and then what else was there? Obviously the fucking
Uncut Gems,
but there was another one. I don't know. I mean,
he's got one out every 3 months. Him and Jennifer Aniston shagging or something.
I know.
Did you see the basketball film he was in?
No.
What is that?
I can't remember the name of it, but there was like an NBA player that plays the basketball.
Have we ever spoke about?
Oh wait, Uncut Gems.
No.
Because Hingy's in that. Who's the basketball player?
Kevin James.
No,
he's Kevin, sure.
What's his name? Kevin Garnett. Garnett. That's
it. No, but I was saying because Kevin James is in every film.
Has he big mate?
Aye, mate. Kevin James.
Big Kev.
Mate, Kevin James made an appearance at the in
You Don't
Mess With The Zohan. I was on the plane, Fagua, and You Don't Mess With The Zohan. He was like there as Kevin James, and he was attending the hacky sack tournament. The off-yard battle hacky sack.
That's it. It's called Hustle. And Hustle. That's
on Net. It's on Net. Isn't it?
It's class.
Is it good?
Like
Sandler just fires them at
Sandler
didn't he?
Knocks it out of the park, mate. See, the thing is, for the rate of films he's got, it's the same like cunts go, oh, fucking, like Tom Cruise. Now, cunts don't like Tom Cruise for whatever reason. I think he's a great guy.
He's a shill.
He's a fucking great guy.
He's a Scientologist. That's
he's a Scientologist shill, bro.
Mate, I love the Scientologist.
He's a puppet.
I'm trying to get in there, bro.
Shit, I'm trying to punt a bit of gear to Scientology, bro.
I'm trying to get a gear nail, bro.
He's looking for pen.
But mate, I'll go. Imagine I took it down way pen, mate. Because you know pen can collapse a society.
Pen, a
mate,
good
imagine
pen.
Imagine everybody was on pen.
Mate, if everybody smoked a little pen, the world would be sweeter. We could all live what we're in fucking Goa.
Nothing would work right in that, but nah,
we'd all have the business sense of an indie man very soon. Hey, fucking, must you give me their Twitter? Fucking take four or something, I don't know.
That's actually what it was like. That is honestly what it was
but
like.
But that's
bro.
A bit of a carefree life, bro.
It is a carefree life, and it was a nice vibe other than the mad. Do you know what it is? I know, see the Indians that were horny as hell, they left, so they were there. So we arrived on the 30th, they were there 30th, 31st and the 1st, and then they were away because they were all coming from Mumbai and Delhi. That's like the pure, like if you're from Mumbai, mate, and there's like 60 million and there's no one white woman, obviously when you come down to, do you know what I mean? Like
you're going to party.
Like in Goa, they see the
waiters.
You're
going to make it snow.
See the waiters and that in Goa, like they're like never, they were so, like they would never, it's no, like it's just the people that are deprived of that aye. Ivory skin, mate, for so long. But aye, that's
can't
the
that, can't believe
that's the horny engines. Mate, if I was deprived of my maiden for so long, I might get a bit...
Start videoing your bird mass. What are you doing? None.
I did this shit like that.
Mate, no, I've realised, Addy. No, I've realised I'm really against, bro. You might respect this. I've realised that, see, when I'm about to have sexual intercourse, don't like a pure funny taste in my mouth, bro. Like my dinner in that?
No, bro.
If I can see, if I swear to God, this is actually what my brain's like. See if I can taste like a steak pie or something, right? And I'm like pure kissing and that, ready to have sex. I start envisioning myself as like a mad 50-year-old fat guy. Feel like whatever steak pie and gravy represents in my brain, I start imagining that's me, and I start feeling disgusting. Like I'll go, I'll cut things short early to go, I'm about to fucking fix myself up, go and brush my teeth or something, mate.
You need to brush your teeth, mate. You must be a very sexual man.
What?
Because I've got a theory about this. See if I taste something in my mouth, right? Because I hate, like, I wouldn't, dinner shagging is mental, like post-dinner shagging.
Right real. After your last bite.
Like a pirate or something, mate. Singapore noodles and got up shagging.
Mate, I think what's even, aye, that's bad, but what's even worse is like, see like a mad big dinner, a carvery or something, shagging after a carvery.
A full brekkie for dinner.
Stoating down at 3 p.m. getting a full brekkie and then riding your fucking dick off, mate. What you gonna say?
I was saying you're a very sexual man. You must be, right, because I don't like it, as I said. I wouldn't like to be shagging in a dinner breath. But if I was, I wouldn't for a second, like you obviously need to feel sexy, is what I'm trying to say.
Maybe I do.
You need to feel sexy too.
Maybe. No, I don't know. No.
Like if you're not feeling, you're feeling like that's my 50-year-old guy, you're like, oh, can I do
this? I'm just like in my heat tank, like, I'm disgusted. I'm disgusted.
That's a horrible.
I start thinking I'm a mad fat old guy that would do that.
I'm a fat old guy, so maybe that. Going my head,
I start feeling despicable. I'm like
coughing in it.
Bottom in that.
Bottom.
Climbing on top of you.
What would you do? What would you do if you were? This is a fictional time and all that. This is another, like, age, like, whatever.
Another
just shagging world. A bird. Fucking bent air on that.
Fucking hell.
She bops.
She bops.
She bops.
I can let her away with it.
Pat her back.
Good job.
Good on you. Yeah, no one ever.
Ham's out of time.
I think I bop with
imagine help. Hearing that for like the ham's out of time. Don't worry about it. Ham's all the time.
You'll get used to it. You'll get used
that's
to it.
That's just how I do it.
Make birds burp.
Oh my God, that happened to me.
I don't worry about it.
Oh, don't worry, baby. It's just the start.
Job done. You walk away.
Yes.
It started. I got the burp. That was a goal.
Boys, I do new birds a burper.
But bro, in another world, that could have been the mad sexy thing.
What?
Like burping. No, I mean, like, it's weird that in our, like, because obviously in our society, it's constructed as
yeah.
to, to like to think of women as like I'm kidding, but like things that are like sexy in that, like in a in another universe. Like, why no?
There's not a there can't be a universe that having a breath for a steak pie and gravy is the ideal move before sex.
Mate, you never know, mate. The Greeks and all that. I bet the Greeks would. I mean, I bet Napoleon or something would have pulled you with a big steak pie breath, bro. He'd have loved that.
You think so?
Aye, he'd have been getting you whispering in his ear and all that. Jink, if you were a mad, now you get like. Now they're leaders back in the day. Oh. See, like, Nero, for example. Mm-hmm. Nero would...
The guy that owns all the cafes?
Aye, Cafe Nero. Mr. Cafe Nero to you, sir. So Nero, when he was top dog, he would sit in a big jacuzzi and get like... See whenever like a wee guy like delivered something, like if he was getting stuff delivered or any wee like messenger boys and that were kicking about, he would get them in and get them to go under the water and nibble his boss. And he's gooch in that. Oh. Get right in about it, mate.
Get in there.
Would you see if you're a messenger boy? Aye. You're delivering something to Nero. Knock the door. This is for Nero. Drop him off a curry or something. You go in. Nero's sitting, mate. He's like that in the hot tub, and he's like, "You. You doing it? He's the top dog, mate.
I would bugger at. Can I brush my teeth first?
Can I get in there? I'm just at a steak pie.
Nero, I'd love to let your gooch know, mate, but I'm reeking a fucking steak pie and gravy.
Because he's in the bath, mate. He's in the tub. He's clean, mate.
As long as Nero did.
Good and nibble.
As long as he didn't mind. Mate. I don't think you can have a bad breath underwater. You need to hold your breath.
Have you ever farted underwater? The bubbles
have
smell.
Have I farted underwater? Who do you think you're talking to? Have I farted?
The bubbles smell.
I know, it's amazing. You talking about that?
The most amazing thing ever. No, see,
how scary would it be shitting, but...
Theoretically, you've had your fill of fucking shites in pools, bro. Do you know he grabbed a real shite in a pool?
Do you not know this? Right,
there's so much shit we've spoke about.
I know.
Because we've got new, mate, do you know other cunts are listening to this?
We've got new listeners.
No,
hey,
like,
guys.
The same fucking few hundred cunts.
We spoke about that. We spoke about it like the third episode. Right, so I'll tell the story.
I'm turning this off.
Right, this story's crazy. So, I'm on holiday, family holiday. Lovely 4-star. Somewhere in Spain, the location does not matter, and I'm having a wee swim in the pool, and it's that time where, like,
what age are you having?
I'm gonna say between 9 and 11.
Right, paint a picture.
So I'm swimming about the pool, and it's at the time, like, maybe 4 or 5, where starting to not be as sunny, that all the adults are kind of out the pool. It's just the wains that don't want to come out the pool that are still in it, right? So I'm swimming about and I'm fucking loving it, mate.
Did you have like wee pals in that?
No,
at this time,
no, you know I don't talk to people anywhere, mate.
But sure, you have you see holiday pals? Has that never been a thing?
It is a thing for me, but I need to be forced into the situation.
Ah, right.
I'd so never go and look yet. For them. I don't need them.
Right. Okay.
So I'm swimming about the pool, loving life. Just can't wait to just get out the pool, go in, eat some Lay's or something. I don't know.
Paprika Lay's.
Aye. And I'm swimming about, and I'm like, ah, no way, man. Legendary. Somebody's got a prank shite in this pool. I'm like, this is iconic. I'm like, I'm gonna go and get somebody with this. I'm like, I'll get my mom dad or something with this, know what I mean? So I swim up to this thing and I'm like, yes. Mate, horn out into the shite, horn goes through it, bro. Horn goes clean through it. And I just, this realization, like now when you nearly fought your bed in the morning and that. I was like,
was it
flashbang, bro?
Was it like the end of Usual Suspects?
I got flashbang. My reality is shattered. And I was like, thinking, why did I think that was fake? So I've done that and I've been like, what? And I just swam away. And now that way, because I had grabbed it, I was like, I'm not telling any cunt. Like, I pure got out the pool. I was pure rattled in that. I was pure. My mum was like, you coming out the pool? Aye. I'm like, aye, I fucking had enough. Aye. Did you? we need to get ready in that. You know what I mean? Maybe age 9. So I've got a towel around me in that. And then, like,
I'm not going back in that pool. I can't be arsed anymore.
I just don't like it anymore. Mate, like 5 minutes later, like somebody had clocked it like at the side of the pool and like everybody had to get out the pool and that. My mom and dad were like that. Somebody pooed in that pool. I was like, I grabbed it.
Did you tell me?
I was like, I thought it was fake.
You had
like, why?
Up to it.
But see, to me, right, the concept of somebody shiting in a swimming pool on holiday was that far away from my brain that actually I was like, that iconic.
Aye.
That's your peak prankster age, 9 to 11?
9 to 11, you'd have been probably dreaming that full time, subconsciously, about seeing a pranky thing going on. And you've just seen a thing that looks like, because I always try and picture what it looks like, the shite. Because it's rare to get a mad log of a shite, like a mad, a juice bottle, just a one shite, mate.
Mate, it was like...
That guy was healthy, whoever that was, because it's obviously a guy that went, mate, imagine a bird shat in a pool. It stone hurt to death, man.
It was definitely a wee kid, but, you know what I mean?
Oh, but was it not a big shite?
But what I'm saying is, he obviously was trying to get some of the bubbles up in there and took it a bit too far, you know what I mean?
Yes, mate.
Trying to get a whiff of the fart bubble.
So I see, theoretically, with the fart bubbles, just to go back to the... We'll put a pin in the log in the pool situation, go back to the shite bubbles. See if there was a deep enough pool, you could go down as far as you can go, fart, and then like swim to the other side, and then go up, and then like air the other side of the pool. Can't people like some cunts farted, mate, and you're like fleed the scene of the crime.
Devious.
You've like wiped your hands with the affair.
Aye.
Are you
talking about like getting in one end of the pool, farting, swimming underwater to the other end, and up?
Aye. So they the might be like the bubble reaches the tap, but it's like a mad woman or something.
It'd be hilarious, but if like you'd done that and like people are just like looking about and like just this one guy swimming up there and then like, out of breath at the end of that people
like you just fart and go under.
Do you just fart
the bubble coming up and
swimming through your own farts?
Try to flee the scene of the crime. Aye, but they bubbles will get you, mate. They wee methane bubbles that come up.
They'll get you. I mean, something I heard the most wild thing, and I hope that you can like grasp how I was feeling in this situation. So I was in getting my hair cut, Strangers Barbers.
Yes.
Kent Street, the bar is.
The best about.
The very best. I was in getting my hair cut there, and Reese has cut my hair, and the boy next to us is get cutting somebody's hair, and there's a guy waiting, right? Mm-hmm. Kind of quirky looking guy.
Oh, quirky.
Kind of quirky. Yeah.
Can I just. Dude, it's a bit different.
Yeah. So he was sitting there and he's waiting. And then so guy finishes his haircut. I'm sitting in the chair still, obviously, getting my mine cut. And he shouts at the other guy up and he sits down, right? So now that way, like, you sort of listen into the other person's conversations in a barber's. So I'm like kind of just, what's this guy all about now? I don't know, what's this guy got? What's he got in his locker, right? Barber goes at him. All right, man, so he just starts cutting his hair. He's like, tells him what he wants, starts cutting it. He's like, so what are you up to today? What has he said? So what are you up to today, man? Right? Can't just silence, bro.
Oh.
Like that. Silence, didn't answer him. And I was like, did he just patch him? And he's like, you up to anything today, man? And I've seen him like pure, like doing that, like looking confused and that. And I was like, this guy's either deaf or foreign.
Polish.
You know what I mean?
Aye.
And he was like, he waited a minute, he's like, sorry, what did you say? And he done, like, are you doing anything after this, after the haircut? And he said, he was like that. What do you mean?
Oh.
Like, what, mate? How do you, mate, it fucked my brain up. Like, there's no simpler question. How can you get confused at that question?
That's an infuriating cunt. Was he trying to be like, what do you mean? Like, why was he being like that?
Spiritually or physically, mentally?
Oh my God, I don't like that.
No, but mate, I have no idea. Like, because he explained it to him and then he was like, oh yeah, nothing. Like, he answered that.
That's mad.
I was like, how is that a question that you can't understand?
Maybe he's an alien, bro. Maybe he's an alien that just doesn't understand like common parlance yet, and he's just learned, like, he's just landed and been like,
he looks
what
so.
What do we do? Strangers? Fuck it. Bounced in, sat down. He's learned all the formal language, he's read Shakespeare and that, but then he's like, what are you up to, man? He's been like, people having to process it and that.
What's he really mean by that?
That's a mad thing to like hear an earshot, to just be like, because you're looking at him in the mirror and all like, like,
I know.
With the mad
face. Mate, the barber chair's like a crazy place to have a conversation, but like, I feel like, do you know, I always end up saying, fuck, like, whoever's cutting my hair, it's been Reese for like years now.
Sorry, bro.
Is this guy dead?
Foots,
can you have a warning, mate? See, I was pure spill my guts, I feel like, in a barber's chair. I don't know if it's like for being like, I'm just sat here sort of for the next period of time. I remember getting in pure, aye, mate, fuck knows what's happening with the gaff and that. No, I mean, like, aye, pure shit that you, like, in front of a full show of cunts that, like, aye, a Whitney. And I was like, why? I don't know, maybe.
Do you know what I feel like I have when I go into Strangers Creative? What? Right? Just for another little plug for Strangers Creative, right, at the bar is, I feel like I'm going home. I feel like I'm at home when I'm there, mate. Feel comfortable enough to open your heart up. And do you know what it's kind of like? Do you know how, like, in, like, mad American films, like, I'm now, like, a black barber shop, and it's like, that's where you go. Like, that's, like, that's kind of, like, I think...
The safe space.
The Scottish have adopted that. Scottish males go to their barbers to just...
Heart to heart.
Aye. But the odd, I really enjoy going to that new shop, because there's less foot traffic, because
yes,
nothing makes me more uncomfortable than when a barber forces you to look at a woman that's walking by.
Oh, mate, that's constantly.
That's the worst thing ever, bro. Just like, look at her by.
Would you shag her?
Just like, aye.
But we did have this theory about barbers, mm-hmm, where we think, like, barbers, especially in a barber shop of multiple guys,
yep,
because what they're doing is, like, cutting hair is seen as quite a feminine thing, they all try and be pure insanely horny all day. So I'm like, fucking, how good are tits, mate? You're like, tits, aye. Is this a fade you're wanting, bro? And you're like, aye, yeah.
It's mad that it's just the de facto response to any, like, male-only business, but, like, if it's a male-only barber shop or 90% of the construction sites in Scotland, like, it's just automatically just like, do you like shagging birds and that? Aye.
Prove
you like shagging birds to me right now.
Show me a bird you've shagged.
Show me one bird you've shagged.
And get phone on, get proof.
You can FaceTime her and see it's real, huh?
Mate, I always say that about the Naked Woman calendar. What is that all about?
The Naked Woman.
Why are you trying to get me a fucking an erection and work, mate? What are you trying to date me?
Mate, you're sitting in a steel cabin in Falkirk wanting me to get hard, bro.
I know. I honestly think it was like a gay test, mate. Like,
yep.
You like that wee man? What do you like about it? The colour of the bra? Get out. Get out. Just the way the bra fits? Nah, mate, get out.
Or even anything just like, she looks like a lovely woman.
What?
What? That's the gayest thing I've ever heard.
There's been a lot of shit said about that woman.
Wait, you respect that woman? That woman's not just a fucking thing for you to fucking stare at.
Not an object. Nah, right,
but the Naked Woman calendars, they should be swapped out pretty soon for maybe like the fastest car calendars. I bet they become popular.
Oh, mate, they're in my work.
Aye, they'll be.
That's a classy establishment.
That's
bro.
Always like RS Engineering. Like a mad, uh-huh, like a mad, like Ford ST auto tune place. Aye. They always make mad, like they have these mad calendars.
That might be gay of it.
Aye, that probably is gay. The fastest car calendar.
Look how fine that car is,
look,
mate.
That Mick Pagani Ronda, mate.
Mate, see when you rev that, it go like this.
See when I'm so guy, I used to think, like, I used to have mad, mate, I like, I used to pure know, like, motors used to pure run parts of my brain in that, bro. Like, I pure know, like, because I bashed Top Gear and all that, and I just thought having, like, a fast car's the pure coolest thing ever. Like, see, like, if I seen, like, a Pagani Zonda driving about the town or something.
It sounds like something backwards or something.
You know, see, mate, look at, get a Pagani Zonda.
Pagani, what?
Pagani, mate, he's called Horatio Pagani or something. Oof. Italian guy, made a sports car. It's beautiful. But when I was a wee guy, because I was into motors, I was like...
All right, I have seen this.
I'd have to stop my tracks if I seen
it. I would think that was a Ferrari or something. Oh my lad.
That's a beautiful motor vehicle, is it not?
My old boss used to make kit cars in it.
Did he?
That's hardcore, innit?
Mate, there was a mad fucking Chinese guy that used to stay like three doors down from me from where I grew up. Like, all my years I grew up there, mate, and he used to just have motors in his mad, and he's like, Gelden, just drove into the Gelden, mate, like, just like three mad Hondas, bro.
I love
and
that, bro.
And he used to feel bashed on, mate, and
but then see when them
go,
in that.
I see when he got them, no, but it was a mad old Asian guy, he was like 48, so he was just a mad mechanic who was heavy. And yeah, obviously, mate, but he just had them all at his Gelden, mate, and he used to fucking rev up the Honda, rev up the Bugatti, way.
How long have you done, Jambo?
That is an on 10.
Fuck's sake.
Vroom. Time to go on Patreon. YouTube, we love you.
Mm-hmm.
Spotify, we love you. Can you maybe write something about us and how good we are at talking or something?
Comment down below some talking boys.
Comment below fuck two ADHD riddle cunts shouting at the top of each other for an hour. Love it. 5 stars.
Rev up the me anyway.
Yo, me up the podcast, yeah? Me up the podcast, fam. I want somebody to come in and do that, mate.
Aye.
They might do it. They might do it on Patreon. So we need to switch over. If you don't know, we're continuing this. This fucking, this Zonda has not stalled at the fucking, on the Indian roads quite yet. This is very much picking up steam. So come and join us. Patreon.com/Riley's Gaff.